From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Volley in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Volley's room didn't have rows of seats. It had a circle, a big ring of cushions on the floor with a low drum at the center, and Volley was already in the middle of it when the class arrived, a bright green parrot tween with a crest that popped up like a fan whenever she got excited, which was constantly. She wore a vest covered in mismatched buttons, and she was clapping a little pattern and grinning at the empty prisions like she could already hear them answering. "Sit, sit, sit in the ring," she called. "No back row here. In this room, everybody plays." She waited until they'd all settled cross-legged around the circle. Then she clapped four crisp claps, clap, clap, clack, clap, and pointed both wings straight at them, eyes huge and expectant. "Now you," she said, "give it back to me." Nobody moved. Pip, after a confused second, tried to copy it, clap, clap, clack, clap, a little wobbly. Volley's crest shot straight up. That right there, that's it. That's call and response. She bounced on her cushion. "I play a little phrase, that's the call, and you play it back to me, that's the response. Music stops being one person performing at you and turns into a conversation. Me, then you, me, then you, back and forth like a ball going over a net. That's why I'm Volley." She clapped a new pattern, trickier this time, and pointed. The class answered, better now, together. She did another. They answered. Something was happening around the circle. The shy kid in the corner was clapping. The whisperers had stopped whispering. Everybody was in it, watching Volley's wings, waiting for their turn to fire the answer back.
"Okay, real talk," Volley said, settling her crest for a second. "There's a secret to doing this well, and almost everybody misses it." She leaned in. "You have to actually listen to the call all the way, right to the end, before you answer." She demonstrated the wrong way first. She clapped a pattern and pretended to be a student who jumped in too early, answering before she'd even finished, so the call and the response crashed into each other in an ugly tangle. "See? Bleh. That's what happens when you're so busy thinking about your turn that you don't really hear my part. The whole conversation falls apart." Then she did it right. She clapped a long, curling phrase, and she held up a wing, wait, wait, until the very last beat landed, and then dropped the wing, and the class came in clean and sharp and perfectly together. "That's the good stuff," she breathed. "You listened all the way. You let my call finish, and then you gave it back to me even better than I sent it. That's not just copying, that's answering." She had them trade for real then. She'd call, they'd respond, and then she started picking individual kids to make up their own calls for the circle to answer. Pip made one up, shaky and small, and the whole ring clapped it back to her, and Pip felt her ears go warm. "You know where this comes from?" Volley asked, and her voice went gentle and serious the way the other teachers did when something mattered. "Call and response is one of the oldest ways people have ever made music together. It lives at the heart of music from West Africa, and it traveled with people through so much history into gospel singing and work songs and the blues and jazz, and it's still right there in hip-hop when a rapper shouts and a whole crowd shouts back." She dipped her head, crest lowered in respect. "It belongs to the people and the traditions that carried it. When we clap it in this circle, we're joining something ancient. We say thank you to where it came from." And her crest popped back up. "And here's the feeling of it," she said. "When you're in a call and response, you are never playing alone. Somebody sends you something. You send it back, around and around. Nobody's stuck out on their own. You're all holding one thing up together." When the class trickled out, Pip stayed behind, still buzzing. "That felt really good," she said. "The part where everybody answered at the same time, My chest went all. She pressed a paw to it, unable to find the word. Warm? Vali offered. Like a click? Like for 1 second you weren't a bunch of separate kids? You were one thing?
Pip nodded hard.
That's the whole reason I love this, Vali said, softer now, her crest resting flat and easy. You can teach rhythm 100 ways, but call-in response teaches something rhythm alone can't. It teaches you that you belong in the circle, that your answer matters, that when you send something out into a room can send something back. She picked up her center drum and played one small, hopeful call and let it hang there, waiting. Pip clapped it back to her. Vali's eyes shone. See? She whispered. You're never alone in here. Somebody's always ready to answer you. And Pip carried that warm click in her chest all the way down the hall, and it didn't fade for the rest of the day.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Vali. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.